This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome in. It's the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Donna Valentine is en route. We'll explain that in a moment. Don McLean is here. Hi, Don.
Hello.
Donna Valentine is where most of you are right now, which is driving very slowly on the roads. May I say something?
Yeah, please. Let me cut down this music so
you can have your full attention. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I think that this little snow situation that we've had today was, and I think you get one of these a year, especially the first-ish one, that really catches everybody off guard. You don't realize how little snow it takes when it is as cold as it is, and it's really cold, to make the roads a total ice rink out there. And that's what happened. So this morning, I was scheduled to be in studio with you guys. And I'm hustling and bustling, and my daughter had said, oh, no, it's snowy out. And I was like, it's just a dusting, like, just everything's going to be fine. Your bus is going to be fine. And and she's got a field trip driving into St. Paul today.
Oh.
And I hadn't even thought of that. And I was like, oh, okay, but it'll be fine. It'll just blow off. I get in the car. I pull up my GPS, and then it says, essentially, it's going to take you an hour to get in to work as opposed to normally, like, you know, 38 minutes. And I thought, oh, no, this means that the weather is bad. This means that all it takes is one spin out from somebody, and that hour turns into an hour and 10,
all
and then an hour and 15.
All the people that are in front of you.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
You can't rely on them.
No. So then I said, all right, you know what? For the first time, I am going to use the luxury of this home studio to combat the weather traffic. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I'll stay here. I'll just come in. I have meetings I have to come in for. I'll just come in right after the show, and it'll be fine. Donna Valentine calls me, and I told her I would have bet a mortgage payment on how she was going to start the call, which was, well, it must be nice just being able to look out your window and say, I'll stay home today. I said, well, where are you? Long story short, by the end of the call, she realizes, oh, I'm not going to make it in because I'm only this far. Neither of us knew. We didn't know. You're not going to make it. And then she started, you know what? She was actually surprisingly calm when she told me this. As we got off the call, she said, I'm definitely not going to make it. I won't be in at the beginning of the show. Might miss the first segment. But that's the thing is that I feel like none of us were really prepared last night going to bed for a sloppy commute. Maybe we should have been. But I think that there are a lot of people that are coming in late today to wherever their place of work happens to be. And for anybody like me who's working from home today, you're saying, you know what, as sick of it as I can be sometime, and I'm tired of Zooming and all of that.
Yeah.
You're happy that you're home today. How was your commute at like 3 a.m?
It was fine. It hadn't started snowing yet, but I always go really slow when there's even just like an inch of ice that is that I see in a parking lot. I go like 45. I'm really annoying.
That's great.
But you know what? It's going to get me to work and keep me alive. There were people going around me like 90.
These people with, and I'm sorry, I hate to stereotype, and I know good people who drive pickup trucks. But I get it, guys. It's you want to show us all up. You see us in our crossover SUVs or our sedans. No, ice is ice.
Yeah.
Ice is ice. It is the great equalizer. And listen, Don, I'm with you. I'm not afraid to throw my hazard lights on, get in the right lane and just say, hey, I'm communicating.
It's fine.
I'm going slow and I don't care.
I have to get up earlier for the next 5 months. That's what I just plan on. My alarm goes off at a different time.
Yeah.
So that I'm not panicked.
Well, you know, here's what's funny about it is, and why I think today's messy commute has caught everybody off guard. The weather has been so up and down. It was really cold yesterday, but then, you know, we're going to be warming up by the end of the week. And a 7-day forecast right now, I see a high of 49 at some point. Oh. So it's just this really bizarre year, but it has it threw everybody for a loop today. So Donna Valentine, I told her, I said, do not call in during the first segment. Just be safe, drive carefully, and we'll have her here when she gets here. But while the rest of you are out there trying to stay safe out there on the roads, I want to tell you quickly, in this first week and a half of me not being on television anymore, I have now gone, just as an update, to the dermatologist, all clear, to the dentist, bye-bye Brownie, they got rid of Brownie, my little brown tooth on the bottom.
Brownie.
I mean, the tooth is still in my face, but they cleaned it. They whitened it. And right now, my sister gave me these professional-grade whitening strips, and I feel sensitivity right now. I've done two things so far, just like a one day's worth, and it already feels like, why am I doing this? This hurts my teeth. But yesterday, I went and got my first physical in 4 years. Now that I have this freedom of time back, I'm scheduling all of these appointments. Got it all in. They checked me out. I got an x-ray by the end of it. Shout out to my friends at Park Nicollet and Health Partners. Hey, I go to the Chan Hassan Clinic.
Oh, hi.
And I didn't even go to my normal primary care physician because I was like, I just want as fast of an appointment as possible. And then I found the person that had the earliest availability. Mm-hmm. She was great, in and out. And I just felt like I was really checking boxes. But she asked me, she said, have you gotten a booster shot? And I said, you know what? No. And I've been trying to do walk-in stuff at Walgreens and CVS's, and they're all booked out for at least 2 weeks.
That didn't work, because somebody told us about that, and I told you.
I think that it works at Walmart. Walmart is doing walk-ups, but CVS and Walgreens, as they both told me, they're not doing walk-ins right now. So, scheduled accordingly. But she asked me, and I thought she was asking me all sorts of questions. I thought she was just checking to see, all right, he's planning on getting a booster. And it didn't even dawn on me. And then she said,
what?
Do you want your booster? I said, you mean today? Yes. Can you do it today? She said, yeah, we'll bring it in. And then lady with needle comes in. Stevie boy, boosted. No side effects either.
Oh, wow.
I'm feeling great. I mean, a little soreness in the arm, but some people have been sort of getting laid down from the booster. Not at all. So I got my booster.
That's incredible.
It felt really, really accomplished. When that happened, I just thought, okay, I'm really glad I did this. And by the way, it had been 4 years since the physical. For those of you behind, I'm 38. And she said, at your age, it is okay if you're not doing every single year. As you get a little older, into your 40s, mid-40s, as there are exams that you need to keep up on every year as a man, then it becomes more and more important that you do that. But she mentioned, for females, of course, y'all are screwed earlier than guys
That's
are.
True.
You just have to go in all the time and get different parts checked.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway. I have made an eye appointment, and I actually missed it. And so I had to sheepishly call them up and go, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Now, the receptionist, she knows who I am, and she knows she listens to the show.
Yeah.
So she told the doctor, I think she's ghost hunting somewhere. And I'm like, you're right, I was. I completely forgot about it. So
wow.
So they were fine with it and let me off easy. And now I'm going to a new dentist. Can the eye doctor or the dentist give me a booster?
I don't think so, Dom. No, I think that they do have some limitations there.
Okay.
I know you're looking for efficiency right now, but you're gonna have to take care of that on your own. Hey, by the way, this is very fun. Want to win $1,000? Well, there's a really cool way that you can do that today. We call it the host on our post, and you could legit win $1,000. Somebody's going to win $1,000 this week. So here's how it works. Really easy. Each day, you can click through different pages on our website and then look for the little head of one specific host. I believe today's host is Alexis.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, it is. I haven't found it yet.
I haven't either. So go see if you can beat us. It's like, where's Waldo? Go to mytalk1071.com. Look for a little Alexis with an elf hat on. It's hidden somewhere on our website. Click around, go to different stories, see if you can find it. And then if you find it, click on it, and you will then register to win $1,000. A different Elf host head will be out there each and every day. We'll let you know who you should look for, which means that you can have an entry into the contest each day that you find one. And then a real $1,000 winner will be drawn and announced every Friday on Lori and Julia's show at 5:30. So go and check that out. That's a whole lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we have got some things that make you go, huh? The FBI had to follow Russell Crowe around for a couple of years in the early 2000s. I'll tell you why, and it had to do with Al-Qaeda. Oh. We'll get into that when we come back. It is the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk.
I made it.
Son of a biscuit, she's here.
Hey, guys.
Donna Valentine arriving with a hot take on the traffic this morning. Oh. How would you say the roads are? Is it like just being at the XL Energy Center when the Wild are playing?
Pretty much. Pretty much. It's very slippery. And I heard you guys talking about it. I even watched the news yesterday. I just must have just glossed over the snow part.
I thought that we were just in for a tough commute on Monday. Like Monday morning, I thought would be a little dodgy. You weren't the only one who got it wrong. I got it wrong when I got in my car and thought, I'm not going to make it.
I was focusing on the fact that it's going to be 39 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you stayed at home because I think you both would have been gone.
We for sure both would have been gone.
You would have had to call in on the phone to do your show. Yes.
That wouldn't have been our best.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, guys. It took me an hour and 10 minutes when it takes me like 22 minutes to get here.
Ooh.
This is really one of those. There are so many people getting into work today if they can't work from home that are getting into work saying, are you serious? Like coming in, yeah. Look at like there are bags thrown about behind you, Donna.
Yeah.
You still got the scarf. Just like, is anybody else out there? Did you guys see that?
Well, you know, it's funny too. So I ran into Lex on my way in and I'm like, hi. And she's like, hi. Oh. She's like, oh gosh, I think I need to go home and then come back. And I go, well, what do you got to do back here? And she was like, oh, we have a meeting.
Holiday party.
She goes, we have a 12 noon meeting. I go, isn't that at the Mall of America?
What?
And she goes, oh, it is, isn't it? I go, I thought it was.
It's in Conus.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I better go
wait
tell
a minute.
Her.
I didn't what know meeting are you guys America? Talking about?
What is that? I've never normally, seen Mall of America.
Oh, every year we have a meeting, and it's usually at the Mall of America in a conference room, and it's a community-based end-of-the-year recap.
Oh, you're talking about our community service.
Yes, I thought that's
luncheon.
What was today.
Oh. No, this is just a holiday luncheon for employees.
Oh, that's just why I declined. I thought it was that we're a disaster.
Wait a minute.
And then Lex forgot her wallet, and then we have to come back because we have a party tonight.
Yeah. We have.
Oh, it sucks to be us.
We literally don't have to pay for food today because of the company.
You're right.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Plus, there's that one coffee that you can get for free downstairs in the new coffee machine.
Steve, they took them out.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Wait. Did they take the entire coffee maker out?
It appears that way.
What? No. Okay, hang on real quick. This is office talk that anyone can relate to.
I didn't know you didn't have to pay for that.
Let me first say this. Down the hall, and everybody has a coffee situation at their place where you work, right? So down the hall, we have the garbage coffee. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. It doesn't matter what you do to it. Make it strong, make it weak. It just doesn't taste good. But we're happy that it's there and it's caffeine. So downstairs, on your way into the building, for TV employees, for radio employees, everybody, they put in this new, like a kind of like an espresso machine situation, on-demand cappuccinos. You could get all sorts of stuff. And then, you know what do we find out? We find out everything's $1.10, but then we found out that there were a few coffee selections that you could get, cappuccino, long espresso, that you could swipe your card. It would not charge you. It would come up as 0.00. So it was like you could get a free cappuccino every morning, and you are telling me that is no longer there?
Oh, yeah. They were on to us.
They heard you guys talking about it.
Yep.
And it was an error.
Sucks.
Yep. Sorry, Steve. So it's a pretty crappy morning all the way around,
yeah.
Basically.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What a bummer. All right. Well, let me do some things that'll make you go, it'll wake you up mentally.
Things that make you go, huh.
Pick
Okay, I think that this is a pretty interesting one. Everybody loves Russell Crowe, or everybody knows Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody loves him.
Good actor.
He's a bit of a polarizing guy.
Except
He's had
for
some
Les Mis, terrible
behavior things.
Really? And when he threw the phone, it just...
the phone throwing was
that. Yeah,
not
that
great.
Was a situation for sure.
Well, get this. The FBI followed Russell Crowe for about 2 years, and they did this in the early 2000s after they got a...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Incredible threat that Al-Qaeda was going to kidnap him as what they called a cultural destabilization plot.
Oh my gosh.
Never heard that.
That's why you listen. Right?
You betcha.
The FBI saying, and think of that too. I
Did
don't
he
like.
Know?
I think you knew.
Oh, okay.
If the FBI's following you, I think you know.
I probably wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe not. But imagine that, a cultural destabilization plot. Now, if they really wanted to do that, they would have kidnapped Tom Hanks, right? Because that would have brought us to our knees.
But then he would have gotten home on his own, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, and Russell Crowe is a huge star.
Yeah. Isn't he Australian?
Yeah.
Well, why is that destabilizing us?
I because guess he's our movie star.
Okay.
Yeah, we claimed him.
Okay.
The one time that I did talk with Russell. Russ Crowe. Excuse me, I just have to... Sorry about that name drop. Now, it was via satellite, so he couldn't see me, but let me tell you...
Oh, wait, little name drop.
Ding. But you know what was really lovely about him? I introduced myself. Hey, Russ, what's up? This is Steve from Reels. We'll have a chat here, blah, blah, blah. We'll get going here in 3, 2, 1. And then when we start the interview, the rest of it, he calls me in an Aussie accent, rise up lights, Steven. You know what, Steven? He called me Steven, and I loved it. It was great. And he was really affable. He was a great interview. It was wonderful. And he called me Steven. The only other person that calls me Steven is like Lou. And sometimes my mom.
Uh-huh.
And Pat Russ. Pat Aww. Pat Russell Crowe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't mean my actual, like, grandfather.
Wow.
That's stupid.
The guy who founded the North Face, that company,
mm-hmm.
He passed away in 2015 from hypothermia after a kayaking accident. And that's so tragic. It reminds me of the Segway. Didn't the guy who invented Segways?
Die on a
Segway.
He
drove into
a cliff, rather?
Yeah, but on a Segway.
Yeah. Like, he drove into a Chris, as Donna just said.
Oh, yeah, he
the
hit a Chris.
Named Chris. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So I'll give
That's
you another
real
one.
Tragic.
The original lyrics of Rupert Holmes' Escape, the Pina Colada song, were, if you like Humphrey Bogart and Getting Caught in the Rain. But Holmes thought he had too many Bogart references in other songs.
Yeah, he did.
So he changed the lyric to if you like Pina Coladas, which, by the way, he doesn't even like Pina Coladas. He said that they taste like K-O-Pectate, which is a diarrhea medicine.
They don't, but okay.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
Well, you know, it looks like Don McClain took your advice and watched a show.
Ooh, I
what
love it.
Oh, great.
Fudge.
We'll find out what she thought.
Coming up. Bye now. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Experience with Don McClain for our first hour. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
So,
I'm an influencer.
Yep. Steve suggested a series with Kevin Hart, right?
Yes. It's called True Story. It's on Netflix, and it's Kevin Hart, but it is not a comedy.
Okay. And then Dawn decided to give it a try. Check it out. Yeah. And so... tell us your impressions.
I can't wait to watch more.
Okay.
I love it. I love seeing him in a serious role. This is
fantastic. He does a good job.
He's really good. And Wesley Snipes plays his brother. He's fantastic. It's so intriguing. You know, it's almost mirrors his real life. He plays a comedian who's at the top of his game. I also really appreciate some of the unfortunate things that happen in this series also mirror things that happened in his real life. You know, it kind of follows a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't as extreme as what happens in the series.
Oh, but wow.
He does bring up things that have happened.
Yeah.
You know, in his own marriage.
Yeah.
He's not playing Kevin Hart. He's another guy. But you see his remorse.
Yeah.
Through his acting. So I was glad to see that.
What's the thing that you called it yesterday?
The point of inciting incident or the point of no return in a script.
Which is when once this happens in the show,
there's no turning back.
And then the rest of it is always has to consider that thing that happened, either directly or indirectly. And so from that, I found, and this will grow as the series goes on, but you're watching tensely. Again, it reminds me of Dead to Me, where someone new would come into the scene, and then you're like, oh no, they shouldn't be in here. They can't be in here right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that, which really made me feel tense.
That's, really? A listener had sent an email and said she couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch it sometimes because of the subject matter or mm-hmm. the content.
Lou hit a couple times under the blanket and was like, tell me when this is done.
That's what I usually do when I watch Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, okay. Well, I will say that what's also really, really refreshing and exciting, you nailed it yesterday, Steve,
come
when
on,
you
Dawn.
Said they actually got it. They listened to people who say they don't want to watch too much streaming. So the first episode is 57 minutes. The second episode and third are 33 minutes.
Oh, okay.
There's a 26 minute banger coming your way too.
Oh,
you're gonna get sub 30.
I will watch this.
Oh, you have to, Donna.
You can
it's
blow through
so
it so
good.
Easy.
Okay.
And it's number 3 last night on Netflix.
Okay.
It was number 3 because it's getting around.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting. I was thrilled by his acting already. I'm like, wow.
You know, we've seen this with comedians too, right? Comedians,
they're dark.
Not all of them. Well, yeah, yes. And no, some of them do sort of have like a dark underbelly mm-hmm. to their life, but not all of them can make the transition to dramatic actor. But when they do, it usually doesn't kind of work. It usually really works. Mm-hmm. And I think it really works in the case of Kevin Hart. He emotes a lot. Donna, I know that sometimes his style, which is kind of screamy and yelly and very animated, can feel like a lot, but you know, and I am not suggesting that these are parallel performances,
yeah,
but Robin Williams, very funny, mm-hmm. super animated, and then was able to go dramatic and
Jim
tap
Carrey
into something.
Also,
Jim Carrey, able to do that.
I did tell you I liked Kevin Hart in that movie with Bryan Cranston.
Yes, The Upside.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah
very good. Very good movie.
Donna, I think...
I'll watch it tonight.
You will love it.
Okay.
Anybody. I just don't think anybody wouldn't like it. So far, I've only seen 2 episodes. So, but I mean, the tension is up. You just like, wow.
Oh, I'm excited for you, Dawn, for what's coming.
Oh,
you're gonna.
Good.
I think you're going to enjoy the ride.
Okay. Right. So how many episodes?
7.
7 episodes.
And,
I can do that. Okay.
And there's not going to be a season 2. It's a limited series.
Okay, I like it even more.
And
it's
you're
really
telling
good.
Me that 3 of the I've seen the next 2 are 33 and 33, and then there's a 26.
Then there's going to be a 26 banger.
Okay.
And then called, I think the finale's like 37 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is like
the show, again, is called True Story Netflix.
There you go. Okay. I watched something, and I can't remember where I watched it. It may have been Netflix, because I think I saw True Story, and I went, do I watch that? Or do I look for something I've never heard of?
Okay.
So I decided to watch a documentary called Adrian. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So Adrian is the story of the woman who wrote the screenplay for Waitress.
Oh.
Yes. Are you familiar with that story, Dawn?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the writing of it, but I do know the musical.
Okay. So,
and I saw the movie.
You did?
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Okay, there's a movie?
Which I think actually predated the musical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, with Kerry Russell was in it. And it's sort of a depressing movie.
And this story is very depressing. And Kerry Russell is also in it. And this is about, her name is Adrienne Shelley. and her husband made the documentary about her. And she was the muse of Hal Hartley, who was an indie filmmaker in the 90s. And then she became this writer. She was like an up-and-comer.
Okay.
So she was a screenwriter and a director and an actress. And it is the story of what happened to her.
Okay.
So it's part, you know, just, it's part about, you know, the filmmaking business. It's part Dateline. It's really, really, Steve, you shouldn't watch it for sure. Dawn, you might be interested in watching
it. Great, I'm out.
So if people haven't seen Waitress, should they watch it?
I haven't seen Waitress.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-mm. You haven't seen the play or anything? Okay.
Nothing. I know nothing of the story. Okay. I kind of do now.
Okay, so you don't have to know.
No, it's just an interesting story. I had never heard this story before.
Okay.
She had a young child and then she was having all this success and then something happens.
Okay.
And her husband explores that and we explore it together. And it was just really enlightening because it was a story I never heard of her. And I just really liked it. I enjoyed it. I can't say I liked it because the story is not.
Right.
A positive story.
Okay.
It's actually a negative story, but it's got like so many like ins and outs and ups and downs. And again, I believe it's on Netflix. And if it's not,
check around.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Adrian.
Adrian.
Speaking of
deep tease.
Coming up at 10:45 today, we'll be telling you what Sly Stallone is up to. So that's very exciting. Steve, did you guys mention what we're doing on our website right now?
Yes, we're so pumped about it.
This is so fun.
Yeah, it's called Host on Our Posts. You can win $1,000. Someone's going to win $1,000 this week. It could be you. Today, you click around on our website, go to different stories, just snoop around, and look for a little Alexis head with like a Santa hat on. And when you see it, when you spot it, click on it, and then right there you enter for that chance to win $1,000. So only the people that find it will be entered in. So you need to have a good eye for that kind of a thing, and then you could win $1,000.
Fun.
I think it's great.
It'll be announced. The winner each week will be announced with Lori and Julia at 5:30 on Fridays. So this will be going on for the next 3 weeks, and I love it.
I haven't found it yet.
I know, me neither.
I haven't found the Alexis. I've been looking for it. So they really hit it well. It's kind of fun. Especially if you came into work late and you're just like, this day is over, really, I don't care.
Okay, just so she's just going to have a little, will she have elf feet?
She has an elf hat on.
A little elf hat. You just got to look for like a little head. Alexis hat. You won't be able to miss it. Well, I think you might be able to miss it.
Okay.
You got to look. It's kind of like Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Okay. There is one with all of us.
That's just to show you about the contest.
Okay, so now you have to look for the little individual Alexis. So click around everywhere you can. Okay.
Hey, ladies, let me ask you a question.
Hey, Steve.
Ladies.
This is trending on Twitter right now.
Okay.
There is an OBGYN who asks women, said, hey, I'm redesigning our gynecology offices. Please, I would like a woman to tell me from their perspective what design changes you would make. No detail is too big. No detail is too small. I want to know it all. How could this be a more comfortable, less weird, frustrating, awkward situation for you?
Great question. I say less white.
Okay.
I don't want it to be that white, bright, even though I know they probably need it to be for, you know, examination purposes.
Sure.
But I would like to see it be a little warmer.
Okay. Somebody said don't have the chair with the stirrups and all the whole thing facing the door.
Oh. God. I've never experienced that.
I don't know. But I mean, maybe normally if you walked in a door, someone would just see the side of your leg.
Yeah.
But what if they turned it around entirely so that if somebody opened the door, they would see the back of your head?
That's so people what mine like, is
knock,
like.
Knock.
Okay. Hello. You already in there? Oops, I'll come back.
Not done yet.
Isn't that the most awkward when the doctor leaves and says, I'll come back with that prescription or whatever, and you're getting dressed, but you're like, I feel like I have to hurry.
Yes.
Because you don't know how much time they're going to give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, are you done? No, I'm not.
Here's a suggestion.
Trying to get over what just happened.
You know how, Dawn, when you're in confession, there's a light?
Yeah.
Or, you know, vacant, unvacant, or...
Oh, that's a good idea.
There should be like a light switch so it turns green vacancy on the outside.
Or on the air, off air.
Right.
Do you think too many people would forget to turn the light switch up, though? Because if they said, hey, and just turn that light switch up whenever you're ready.
I don't think anyone would forget.
This is a great idea, Donna.
Thank you.
What if they went low lighting, like mood, not mood, but you know what I mean? Like, just like calmer, almost like spa lighting.
Yes.
And then when they need to do an exam, if they need to see something, they could have like a headlamp on or something.
Exactly, Steve.
Because then the rest of it, I think, I know that's weird. Like, nobody wants this. I don't want a spotlight anywhere on my body. definitely not in my underwear region. But if I don't think I want fluorescent light bulbs either. So if it was all like calm and then you just had like a little like, light situation.
Like a minor headlamp.
Yes, that, they do that. Yeah. Some of them do.
Yeah.
But can I suggest one more thing? I know we got to go.
Yeah.
Maybe a few plants wouldn't kill you.
Okay.
And maybe some inviting wallpaper. I don't know.
Well, guys, you can go to Twitter. It's trending right now. Gynecologist asking people, how should he design?
Oh, it's a he?
It's a he.
Yeah, just remove yourself from the whole situation.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
Let's
do a contest right now, a giveaway. Caller number 7, would you like to win a 5-pack of free oil changes from TGK Automotive?
These are synthetic oil changes, so they're the ones that you go 5,000.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot for your money right there.
Yes, though, because those are more expensive than a standard oil change. Anyway, I know, Donna, you've got love for our friends at TGK Automotive. So call right now, caller 7-651-641-1071. When we come back, if you see something, say something. I have really bad news about the robot takeover. We're all going to die. Find out how next.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, say something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
I'm going to read this as written on CNN. Ever heard of it? The U.S. scientists who created the first living robots say the life forms, known as xenobots, can now reproduce, and in a way not seen in plants and animals.
What?
Formed from the stem cells of the African clawed frog, from which it takes its name, xenobots are less than a millimeter wide. The tiny blobs were first unveiled in 2020, after experiments showed that they could move, work together in groups, and self-heal. Now the scientists that developed them at the University of Vermont...
Ever heard of it?
Tufts University and Harvard say that they have discovered an entirely new form of biological reproduction different from any animal or plant known to science. The professor of biology said, I was astounded by it. Frogs have a way of reproducing that they normally use, but when you liberate the cells from the rest of the embryo and you give them a chance to figure out how to be in some new environment, not only do they figure out a new way to move, but they also figure out, apparently, a new way to reproduce.
Wow.
This ends, no longer a quote, in humanity dying at the hands of robots. This is an early stage. This is scene one, act one of a science fiction dystopian movie.
Wow.
I'll hang up and listen.
I don't really understand. Can you dumb it down for us?
Yeah.
Scientists created robots.
Little right. ones.
Livable, living robots.
Okay.
And then now they can recreate. They say most people think of robots as made of metals and ceramics.
Yes, okay, right. I got to get that out of my head.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it's not so much what a robot is made from, but what it does. which is act on its own on behalf of people.
That's not good for us.
In that way, it's a robot, but it's also clearly an organism made from genetically unmodified frog cell.
Oh.
But still, come on, guys. Don't watch Marvel?
They're going to kill us.
What's the point? Why did they do this?
So that we could die.
Okay.
They're going to take over the world.
Are they going to grow bigger into frog robots?
Frogbots. Row frogs.
All right, hopefully we'll be long gone by the time this happens.
Some of us will be. But those of us left behind could be me. Anybody could die. You kidding? I mean, I got a physical yesterday.
Is this part of the Revelations? Is it part of the plague?
Is this part of the frogs, right? Translate that. Does that say Xenobot?
Do they mention frogs in Revelations?
They talk about frogs falling from the sky.
Oh, I thought it was locusts.
Locusts, right? Don't they say something about frogs?
See? Yeah, there's stuff. It's a tough read. The Book of Revelation.
You're like, yeah, very depressing. Get out of here before then.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Listen.
And they talk about the black box.
I want to tell you one more thing that I saw because I feel that I have left you all in a tough space. Oh. I was at Costco yesterday and stumbled, and I said to myself, a challenge, only get what is on the list. And then as I was going back to get eggs, I passed this thing, and I don't know if they've always had it. Guys, it was only $7.79. It is a cheese flight.
Ooh!
It was packaged so darling because they had... imagine this. Imagine a bunch of... It was like six individual cheeses. So, and I wish I had the packaging with me right now. I'd show you. But it was like it was on wood, but it was just like plastic wood. But it looked really cool. And then you got like six different high-end cheeses. For $7.79.
I'm looking at it.
I bought...
Isn't that nice? It's a Kirkland brand.
Steve, I bought Isn't it a nice? Celebrity cheese. Stop doing what you're doing.
Eating cheese.
I'm doing that to aid the story.
I've seen celebrity cheeses from Costco. It was called Celebrity Goat Cheese, and it had little samples. One of them I know was fig goat cheese.
Oh, yum.
Oh.
But they were longer logs. And it was three logs, and I couldn't take all of those logs.
So, you're seeing $20?
I put in Costco cheese flight, and I'm seeing $26.99, $10.98, $19.99. Where's the $7.99?
I wonder if I looked at the wrong label and paid a lot.
I bet you paid like $27.
Oh my gosh, was it $27.99?
By the way. While we're talking about cheese, may I talk about wine for a moment?
Okay.
While you're looking for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I went to a bar last Friday with a friend, with a couple friends, and at the bar, we decided we're all going to have wine. So, there's three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle of wine is like 3.5 glasses. Right?
Queen.
So we're like, let's just get a bottle. So we see one glass for this brand was, I don't know, $8. Mm-hmm. The bottle was $15. So we're like, of course we're going to get the bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Bartender comes over.
Sounds
she
like
goes,
a joke.
Yeah.
10 hairdressers walk into a bar. Okay, so she says, you know, we could get you the Kim Crawford, which is comparable.
Oh, yeah, I like that wine when I used to drink.
So we go, okay, I get the bill. It's $54.
No.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I look at my friends and I go, she said it was comparable, didn't she? Did we just get upsold? Be careful. I would definitely check prices on things because... I think it was a misprint on their menu, but I, of course, got a comment card and will be filling it out today.
No, Donna.
And sending to the manager.
I just feel really upset now if I paid $20 more than I thought I paid.
You're going to have to look in your
checkbook. I'm looking it up. I don't know.
Because I don't see one thing that says $7.99, Steve.
Oh, man.
How many different cheeses did you get?
Oh, my gosh. I think I spent $28.99. I was like, no way, what a deal.
Were you looking at the price of something next to it, maybe?
Clearly.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Darn.
Now I didn't even know if I like it as much as I did. The deal was great.
It sucks to be you. Sucks to be you.
Donna.
What? Sorry. What do you want to do?
See you, Dawn.
Bye. Bye, Dawn. Thank you for covering for me.
Sure, no problem.
Anytime. Be careful out there. It's very slippery. When we come back, I don't know, we'll have some music news. DJ Rock Lobster is going to have a dirt alert. Stick around. We'll be right back on My Talk 107.1.